KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome. It's time for the news for a Wednesday. It's the 16th day of May for 2018. Amador and Calaveras counties came out winners in the latest round of local transportation funding. Caltrans announced yesterday that they've allocated a portion of $41 million for planning and sustainability projects across the mother lode. $150,466 will go to fund an Amador and Calaveras County Extreme Weather and Natural Disaster Needs Assessment. Plans are to develop a study to assess the impacts of extreme weather events related to climate change, such as wildfires, droughts, flooding, mudslides, and tree mortality on roadways and other related infrastructure. Areas of focus include developing best practices for preventing major damage, determining costs to the region, and how to identify sources to fund needed improvements. The plan includes developing emergency preparedness procedures, such as a roadway evacuation network, too. A second planning project entitled, now get this, Alpine Calaveras San Joaquin Stanislaus Tuolumne Promoting Safe Bicycle Travel Opportunities for Bicycle Tourism and Economic Development will receive $318,503. Among the listed partnering agencies are the California Bicycle Coalition Education Fund, Alpine County Local Transportation Commission, the Calaveras Council of Governments, and the Amador Transportation Commission.
Well, Memorial Day weekend right around the corner, and Californians expected to kick off the unofficial start of summer in record numbers. According to AAA's first travel forecast of the summer, nearly 5.2 million Californians projected to travel over the upcoming three-day weekend. That an increase of 5.3% from last year, and the highest number on record for the holiday. Now, 41.5 million Americans expected to hit the road nationwide, nearly 5% more than last year, and the most in more than a dozen years. AAA spokesperson Michael Blasky says the highest gas prices since 2014 are not expected to keep travelers home this Memorial Day weekend, adding that a strong economy and growing consumer confidence giving Californians all the motivation they need to kick off what is expected to be a busy summer travel season. Now, the Golden State's drivers will pay the most expensive Memorial Day gas prices since 2014. California gas prices are nearly 70 cents higher compared to last year, due to expensive crude oil, record gas demand, and shrinking global supply. Now, the 2018 Memorial Day holiday period is defined as Thursday the 24th through Monday the 28th. It will also be max enforcement for Highway Patrol.
And a continuing scam attempt in Amador County has prompted a warning from PG&E. Have you received a call lately saying that your account has been seriously past due and that you'll be disconnected if you don't immediately call a different phone number and pay your bill with a credit card or the such? Well, PG&E's Brandy Merlot says this kind of scam, it happens from time to time.
We have seen it happen across our service territory, and it seems to ebb and flow and come and go. But we do quite frequently get complaints from our customers that someone has contacted them. Sometimes even it displays our 800 number and demanding immediate payment through a prepaid debit card or a Green Dot card. And that is something we never do. We don't ask our customers to go out and purchase those prepaid debit cards or those Green Dot cards.
Now, Merlot says the best way to protect yourself is a simple phone call.
At any time, if customers are concerned about the legitimacy of who they're speaking to, they can always hang up and call us at our 800 number, which is 1-800-743-5000, and check on their accounts that way.
Merlot also says PG&E will notify customers multiple times before shutting them off through notes on their bills and multiple late notices. So, a good indicator that it's a scam would be if one of these calls is the first time you've heard that your bill possibly may be overdue.
Well, community members of all ages invited to participate in the Rethink Your Drink Day today at the Interfaith Food Bank. At California Department of Public Health statewide day of action, you'll learn about the importance of replacing sugary beverages with unsweetened options or water. According to Food Bank Executive Director Beth Stanton, the Rethink Your Drink A Day event will feature interactive opportunities for community members to learn how sugar-sweetened beverages can impact your health overall. Stanton adds, attendees can also participate in the Fresh Fruit Infused Water Table. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today, with open house and tours from 2 to 6. The Interfaith Food Bank is located on Airport Road on Sutter Hill.
And the Jackson Rancheria Band of Miwok Indians invites the community to join them for the 5th annual Chausey Day event on Saturday and Sunday, the 26th and 27th, at the Indian Grinding Rock State Historic Park. Over the past 5 years, the tribe has led and completed the restoration efforts at the historic park, including the reconstruction of the traditional roundhouse. So they invite the public to join them for Native American games, cuisine, dancing, crafts, and guided park tours. The event runs from 9:30 to 4, both days. Admission free, Indian Grinding Rock State Park off on Pine Grove Volcano Road.
And look for more delays on Jackson City streets. PG&E and Vulcan Construction will continue with the closure of Bright Avenue between Sierra Street and Golf Course Road. That continues today and tomorrow. All non-residents are required to select an alternate route. Residents in exiting and entering the area must follow detours. The detours are easy to follow. They're well marked. They'll be in place from both the north and south end of Bright from Pitt and Broadway. Expect short delays when trying to access. Only emergency construction and city vehicles be given access if necessary. Again, the closure will be in effect today and tomorrow.
And due to unexpected major plumbing issues at the Railroad Flat Community Hall, the 9th annual Tiger Fest fundraiser for Railroad Flat School on June 1st has been unfortunately canceled and no other date has been set. The Friends of Railroad Flat School regret the situation and hope to schedule another event in the future. Also, got an email from Argonaut High School during the June 1st celebration of the 2018 graduating class from Argonaut High School. A fireworks display will take place at about 9 o'clock. So you're invited to enjoy the show over Argonaut High School, but also take a moment to make sure that your animals are safe and secure, especially in the vicinity there. Like where Paul Jr. lives, the Westview Bluffs and the subdivision there. But that'll be taking place on Friday the 1st, about 9 o'clock, in honor of the 2018 graduating class of Argonaut High School. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting.